Welcome to another edition of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. John Amestay from the Department of Language and Linguistics. And John, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us, what do you do over there in the way of original research?
A lot of things, but I'll talk about one project that occupies me a lot right now. And that is research on the Caribbean coast of the country of Nicaragua, what I have been developing for a couple of years and will now be able to really do in some depth and detail, thanks to a Fulbright Fellowship, is a study of language contact, particularly between Creole, meaning Creole English, similar to what is spoken in Jamaica, and Spanish. It's interesting for a number of reasons. And one is that it's almost a mirror image of our own bilingual situation, and that because the official language is Spanish, the language of government, the language of education, the language of high-level commerce.
But the language of the people is
English. And so
in that region.
In that region. Right. Not in the country, but in that region. And so that makes it a very interesting comparison to what we have in El Paso.
How do you go about doing this study? What do you actually do?
Three ways. Two are rather formalized and one is informal. One is a survey instrument, typical social science research. The second is ethnographic interviews and observations that follow particular protocols, so you have some way of getting valid results. And the third is the fact that linguists are natural eavesdroppers. that's what we
do.
So
you get to hang out in bars and listen to people
exactly.
talk.
You work the streets. You hang out in bars. You talk to people. You try to avoid the great temptation to use spy gizmos and record surreptitiously, but you become very adept at remembering and then making notes.
Well, 2 points. Presumably, you're fluent in Spanish.
Yes,
so I
am.
I take that for granted. But
yes.
What's your Creole capacity?
Good, because in another life, many years ago when I was young, not like I am now, but really young, I lived on an island in the Caribbean for a couple of years, and I learned both French Creole and English Creole.
Tell us, though, what's going to be the product of this research?
The product is going to be an open database that people there primarily will be able to use in order to inform public policy decisions about a number of things. That is, about education, how many people really use Creole, how many people use Spanish, how many schools should be used one language or another language. You have the entire bilingual education issue.
And bilingualism is going to be prevalent. Well, you heard it right here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. We'd like to thank Dr. John Amestay from the Department of Languages and Linguistics. So thank you, John. And my name is Keith Pannell.